As we just heard, many Muslims say that FGM has nothing to do with Islam. Still, the issue doesn't help the image of Islam here in the United States. But as President Bush himself says, Muslims are welcome to live and worship in this country. This week, the president honored 139 high school seniors in Washington as 2008 Presidential Scholars. One of those teenagers is a Muslim American, Yasmin Hafiz. She's from Phoenix, Arizona, and she's a published author. Along with her mother and her younger brother, she's written The American Muslim Teenager's Handbook. The World's Patrick Cox reports.
Yasmin Hafiz remembers exactly when she got the idea to write a book. It was a couple of years after 9/11, and she was in a bookstore.
And I was just looking in the teen nonfiction section, and there are so many resources for other religions like Christians and Jews, and there was nothing for Muslims.
For Yasmin's brother, Imran, the motivation wasn't just to write a book for Muslims. It was to write one for non-Muslims, like kids at his school who were ignorant about his religion.
People would say, oh, you can't play soccer with us. And when I would ask why, they would say, well, you're part of the Taliban.
Imran and Yasmin decided to write the book with their mother, Pakistani-born Dilara Hafiz. They wanted to get a sense of the Muslim teenage experience in the U.S., so they sent questionnaires to Muslim schools around the country.
It was all anonymous, just asked for their first name and their age.
Based on what they got back, they began outlining their book, chapter by chapter. One big issue was a universal teenage concern, the generation gap. But it was more pronounced for the many Muslim teens with immigrant parents. Some of those parents didn't approve of music, for example. Some even forbade it outright, says Dilara.
And therefore, to a teenager, they would not allow them to maybe go to a school dance or have an iPod or sing in the choir. And these edicts were causing a lot of stress in the life of your average teenager.
Dilara's kids are not your average teenagers, nor is she your average mother. They live in an upscale suburb of Phoenix, and the kids go to private school. They practice a moderate, some might say American, brand of Islam. The women in the family don't cover their hair, and in the book, they write about their admiration for other faiths. And then there's the chapter that deals with the four Ds.
Dating, dancing, drinking, drugs. And just having those mentioned, you know, upsets some people. But that's the reality that any teenager, regardless of their faith, is going to face.
Muslim publishers did not want to touch our book.
This is Yasmin again.
They felt we were saying things that were very provocative. But really, the reason it seems out there is because it's a new voice. We're not going along with the rest of the published material on Islam, necessarily.
And the critics aren't all Muslims. The family invites me to a talk they give at a local retirement community. After their presentation, the first question from the floor is, why does the Islamic world oppose the State of Israel? Yasmin and Imran tell the retirees that's not true. They don't oppose Israel's right to exist. Not exactly your run-of-the-mill issue for teenage authors. When he started on the book, Imran didn't realize he'd be ruffling so many feathers. But now he knows that ideas, even in a self-help book, can be threatening.
Maybe ideas are a little bit dangerous. Maybe ideas can challenge the status quo. And maybe our book could be one of those books that people remembered and said, all right, let's reevaluate the way that we do things.
Imran Hafiz is full of stories that speak to his situation as a Muslim, as a teenager, as an American. Sometimes there are contradictions, but sometimes all three identities fit together. Here's one instance when they did. One day, Imran brought his dumbek into school. That's a Turkish hand drum.
As I was walking to one of my classes, one of the big older kids, one of the seniors, he stopped me and said, what is that? I turned to him and I said, it's a drum. And he looked at it, he picked it up in his hands and turned it over. And he said, meet us in the plaza at lunch today. And then I met them. There were about five guys sitting in a circle with drums like these. And they told me to sit down. They told me to play for a little bit. They kind of looked at each other, nodded, and they said, all right, you can play with us. We were playing on that, and then a couple guys said, hey, let's name this group Weapons of Mass Percussion.
As Imran tells me the story, his mother flinches. She says she's relieved he's pronounced the word percussion clearly. Even after they've written a book expressing their moderate views, the Hafiz family knows that, as Muslims in America, they must choose their words carefully, so they're not misunderstood. For The World, I'm Patrick Cox, Phoenix.